Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Lamed Hey, 35, and we are on Lamed Hey, I'm an Aleph on top, but one Ha'ara from yesterday's daf. So we spoke about how Rebbe had in a practice that he used to buy kishuin, which will translate as cucumbers, but some type of vegetable, some type of a gourd for the malchus, and he was koveya maiser sheni in each little piece, in each little ukitz, and he saw ki'ilu, it was cut, and therefore he evaluated at a very low price, right? The maiser sheni was just those cuts that were on the part of the vegetable, and Rabbi Yochanan argued. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you have to evaluate it when it's shalem. Rabbi Yochanan boi shlemos, yatamar chatuchos, as the Gemara said, and Rabbi Yonah says, yeah, that's what's appropriate. He agreed with Rabbi Yochanan that the way that it is evaluated, the way that you evaluate then, or machalo, the kedusha, from fruit onto money, should be when it is whole. We discussed, what does it mean? He bought it lamalchus. So the Ras Yulio quoted the Gemara about Azara Daf Yud that Rebbe was friendly with Antoninus, and Antoninus was Shomer Mishpate HaTorah, Vilome Torah im Rebbe. So learn Torah with Rebbe, and that presents a shaila, right? Talmud Torah to with a non-Jew. How is that allowed? How is it? Doesn't the Gemara say that both a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah, plus we're not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah? The Gemara Sanhedrin and Tess. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nach Rishosik Batorah Chayim Misa. Right, forget about the Isser of the Jew teaching, but a non-Jew is allowed to learn Torah. Shneamar Torah Tivalana Moshe Mo Rasha Lanu. Right, Moshe Lanu Mo Rasha V'Lolahem. So for us, it is a Mo Rasha, and not to them. It is not a morasha. It is not a heritage to them. V'lechshvi gabi sheva mitzvahs. Why don't you consider it one of the sheva mitzvahs bei Noach? They're not allowed to learn Torah. The Gemara says, well, it is included. A fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, man damar morasha. The one who says it's morasha, it's a heritage to us and not to them. Migzal kagazola. It's considered gezel. They're stealing because it's our morasha and it's not theirs. Man damar morasa. The one who says you can read it as morasa. As the Gemara says, we're married to the Torah. Dina katanara morasa. That is not morasa. It's gilei arayus. So either dibeskila. So it's either that a non-Jew is not allowed to learn Torah because it's Gezel or it's Skila. Amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, how could a Rameir say, Minay Shafilu Nachri Shaosik Batorah Shu Kakoen Gadol? If a non-Jew is Osik Batorah, he's righteous. Asher Yasa Odam Osam Ha'adam Vachai Bohem. Koanim Levim Yisomonemar Ela Ha'adam. Lamata Shafilu Nachri Vosik Batorah Hari Kakoen Gadol. Right, a non-Jew learning Torah is a good thing. Hasam Mishavim Mitzvot Tetu. That's where they are focusing, learning about their Shabbat mitzvahs, so that is allowed. So that's the comparison of Gezel. The Achronim on that Gemara, Sanhedrin Nuntes, wonder, this is Gezel. How can it be Gezel? Gezel usually is when you cause a loss to someone else, right? Says there, Rabbi Yaakov, the Yavins in the back of Sanhedrin Nuntes, Yesh Ladaktik, here, Ma Inyan Gezel, Vahalo Ein Gezel, Ela Kein Vayigzol Asacharis, Beyond a Mitzri. Gezel is when you take something and there's a victim. Tachasre midi. V'halo dami ma anu machasrin im osik ba. If they're osik in it, what are we losing? Klum lakach Torah miyadenu bakach. He stole it from us. We have the same Torah that even if they learned it, they didn't learn it. We have the Torah. V'yesh lomar, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. To osik batorah hainu she yoshev v'doresh ba. Osik batorah means analyzing deep, as we'll see. There's many limitations on this sister. Only in depth. Umefari stumoseha. Umashaha yaroi li Yisrael laomro. Vikadam hu vizacha. Hainu vade ke engzela. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, there are many chidushim throughout history. And every time a chidush is said, that connects and pertains to that person, to that neshama, to that nation. The chidush HaTorah. And if they say a chidush HaTorah before a Jew says it, that's like stealing. Wow. That's what he says. In terms of Gezel, but that's in terms of a Jew, a non-Jew learning Torah. The Rambam has a beautiful formulation. We've noted this in the past in Hilchos Malachim, where he talks about a non-Jew's Isser of learning Torah. The Rambam puts together two Chazals that Chazal don't have it together. The Isser of a Jew, a Goy keeping Shabbos, and the Isser of a Goy learning Torah. The Rambam puts them together, connected to, with a contraction of Vachain. The Rambam says, Hilchos Malachim, Paragyut Alachates, Goy Sha'asak Batorah Chayimisa, a Goy that is Osak Batorah, Lo Yasok Ela B'Sheva Mitzvah Shalahen Belvad, only the Sheva Mitzvahs, as the Gemara says. Vachain, Goy Sheshavah, Afilu biyom yemos achol, Also, a guy that is Shavas even on a weekday, im also so la'atzmo kamo Shabbos. If he makes that day like Shabbos, chayim isa. Right? He's not allowed to keep Shabbos, he's not allowed to learn Torah. Vein sarach lomer, im also moed la'atzmo. And surely a yantif, klolo shodover, says the Rambam, and it puts these together and he connects them. Ein manichin osan l'chadesh das v'la'asos mitzvos la'atzman midaitam. They can't create a new religion. A guy is not allowed to create a new religion. He has two choices. El o ye ger tzedek v'yikaba kol ha-mitzvos. Either be a ger tzedek and do all the mitzvos. O yamud v'taraso v'lo yosef v'lo yigvar. Or be a non-Jew. Be a ben Noach. Or you could do one or the other. But one second. So what about these two? What are these two special? So any mitzvah. The answer is these two seem to be identified as a different religion. If a guy just wears tzitzis, that's not becoming a different person. That's not starting a new religion. But learning Torah and keeping Shabbos, those are identifications of a Jew. And therefore, if a guy does that, he is creating a new a religion. So how did Antoninus do it here? So there are many different pshatim and limitations in the Mefarshim. How could a non-Jew learn Torah? How could a Rebbe teach Antoninus? Some say maybe it only applies to Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichsav. Some others say maybe it only applies to kfius, learning the pnimius haTorah, and not just the basic halacha, right? The Gemara in Bava Kamma, right? The Gemara in Bava Kamma. Remember that the Gemara there talks about how the Romans want to send some messengers to the Chachamim in order to teach them Torah. They want to know about the Torah, and they said at the end, okay, we understand everything in the Torah except for Shor Shenagach. And vice versa, that doesn't seem to make sense to us, they said, but we're not going to say because everything else made sense. So Tosfos, the Rishonim asked, why didn't they just lie about that? Right? For Tosfos, they asked, well, how could they teach them Torah? The answer is Bikuach Nefesh. So why didn't they lie about it? So that's the Amshel Shlomo's famous comment in the Amshel Shlomo on the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, I think it's Lamed Ches, where the Amshel Shlomo says a misrepresentation of what Torah holds about something is a ziyaf haTorah and is yahari val yavar. And you have to give your life for that. Okay, if they don't ask me something, fine, I don't have to tell everything. But if they ask me, they probably asked a pointed question about that halacha, about oxen, and they had an answer. They had an answer, and they weren't allowed to cover it up and misrepresent the Torah in that way. But again, there are many heterim in general. Pikuach nefesh is a heter. Maybe only Torah Shavasan, not Torah Shavapeh. Maybe if there's anything that has to do with emuna b'Hashem, that's for sure mutter, because that's part of Avodah Zarah. That's part of one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. If he is omeid lehisgayir, if the reason he's coming is to be inspired to learn to become Jewish, right? That's the Marsha in Shabbos Laman Aleph, when Hillel taught the Jew, potential Jew, in all those cases. Remember the three cases: Amanas, that he teach me Torah on one leg; Amanas, that I want to be the Kohen Gadol; Amanas, only Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebaal Peh. So all of those were Hillel teaching them on, and they were still non-Jews. So again, this is all part of the larger sugya. But again, this is the Antoninus reference by the Ras Sirlio here on that Gemara. Rebbe used to cut the vegetables and was ma'aserit. Again, it relates to that also. We mentioned at the end of the shiur last time, but the Taz in Yaradeya and Simon Aleph and the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Pei Dalid about being ma'afresh even if you have no plans to eat it. We continue now. Lamed Hamad Aleph on top. Kahada. Rebbe Shimon Barebbe. So Rebbe's was before. Now Rebbe Shimon, the son of Rebbe, Haivamafkid al Ilain Dromaya, he told those people in the south that have a mezalzel and ba. They were mezalzel. They cheapened Meister Sheni. What does that mean? Exactly what was done earlier, that they used to cut him into small pieces. So it was worth less. You have small pieces, or they're worth less than big, nice vegetables. So what did they do? Nastun bar kapara. So Rav Shimon Barebbe, I told Bar Kapara about this. So Bar Kapara took their vegetables, v'karta takumi, and he cut it very finely. He diced it in front of them. Amar, and he said, taking out lei, tavu klum, is it worth anything? Is this good? I mean, he was just showing them how extreme. They cut it into a certain amount, but he cut it even more. And he diced it and said, look, you know, now it's worth even less. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you can be make up a Meister Sheni in terms of the evaluation and when you can be mechala and you go by the cheaper level, but you can't go overboard in it. You can't go that far, right? You see, it's worth very little. His message was that you see, it's worth very little. Right? Be podel while the pears are whole. That's when they're more valuable. even if you're able to use the lower amount, but they have to be whole. So that's what his message. That's what his message was, right? We even know in Hilchos Shabbos there's a shaila. The Bir Halacha wonders, and we know tochein grinding is a malacha on Shabbos. If I cut up vegetables very finely, that's kind of like a grinding, the poskim say. You shouldn't cut it up so finely. The question is, what's fine? How fine is fine? For making an Israeli salad? So the poskim say, cut it up a little bigger than you normally cut it up. And if it's each piece you see as independently, that can't be called tochein. Tochein is where you grind something up and it becomes one unit. They're so small in that way. But here he was cutting up very finely, and he said, look, it's a changed item. It's a changed item. Good. Says the Gemara, Ad kedun mila makarta dovel otava. I understand this is true. If after you chop it up very small, it's not good for it. Right? It goes down in value. It depreciates. Mila makarta dovel otava. What happens if you, when you cut it, it doesn't go down in value? It's not worse. Is there also a problem with being machalalit and changing the kedusha after it's cut up? Look at the Gemara foldo. Ad kedun. Hashas maksha. Ad kan davar shenis kalkel b'chatichosu da'aser. Something that gets worse when it is cut up. Aval davar she'enim is kalkel b'kach. But something that doesn't get worse. Ela adarava nimkar chatuch lo shalem. But the opposite, sometimes if something is sold, it's always sold cut up. And it doesn't get worse. Are you allowed to do that? V'lo nifshat fatal l'chumra. You don't know. So we just say l'chumra. Always be mechalel. Change the kedusha of the fruit onto money while it is still whole. Even if it doesn't go down in value. That is the halacha that the Gemara tells us, and the Rambam talks about this as well in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. We continue. Says the Gemara, Bishua ben Levi Omar ein podin Ma'aser Sheni ela at shloshim v'shisha b'shofi. That's our girsa. Bishua ben Levi says, don't be podin Ma'aser Sheni unless 36 of its value. What does that mean? So if you look, Mara Folda has two pshatim. The second pshat that's quoted on the side in the Haras Mara Pap says l'shachrina. Means you, even if you're a little off in the miscalculation, as long as it's less than 1/36, it's okay. Ma'aser sheni sheshav elamid zayin prutos tzorach liftoso belamid vav prutos, says the Maror Folda. Velo belamid hey prutos v'chein ikar. Right, you can be a little bit off. It should be exact, like the Mishnah said earlier. You can't do it by estimation. Remember that was the Mishnah that we had on the beginning of the parak. In poda ma'aser sheni achsera. Achsera, you can't do it by estimation. Right? The Maror Folda said on the Mishnah, below Mido or below Mishkal. No, you have to be pretty exact. This is a little bit flexible. If you look in the Gra and the Rav Chaim Kadeski, they have a different girsa. They say it means Bishavyo, which means maybe it's arguing on the Mishnah. It has to be very exact, not even going by the cheaper. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. When you're mechalel, lo yeh mechalel chatzi pruta. Don't use very small coins. Don't use chatzi prutas. Shelo yeke mechalel asimon. A chatzi pruta is so not chashuv. It's like you're being mechalel on an asimon, which we had earlier in the mesechta, on an unminted coin, just a little slab of metal. Right? That's what a chatzi pruta is. So it's so little. So el al ad shava pruta. Only on a, it should be on a shava pruta. That's when it's something a davar chashuv. It's a treated that yes, there's a din d'araisa that you're allowed to be mechalel, but you should do it on something that is chashuv. Right? The other halachos of pruta. If you look in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, on Daf Nun Hey, the Mishnah there discusses the five prutos. Right here it says you should use a pruta. The Mishnah there says the five prutos, chamesh prutos hein, says the Mishnah. Ha hoda'a shara pruta, when you're mode b'miksas. V'ha'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. A woman has to be married with a pruta. Right, patla b'shamai, not b'shamai b'silal. V'anena b'shava pruta min a hektish. We discussed that recently. Mi'ila. Mi'ila has a financial benefit value. Hanena b'shava pruta min a hektish ma'al. V'hamotzi shava pruta chayav lahachriz. And only if you find the shava pruta of something, that's when you have to chiyav of a shava saveda. V'hagozel as chaveru shava pruta. V'nishbalo. If somebody steals the shava pruta and then swears, you have all these five prutas. This is another pruta. This is another din that you shouldn't be poda it on a less than a pruta. The Minchas Chinuch has another discussion of pruta. Amazing, amazing discussion in the mitzvah of stealing. Mitzvah of stealing, mitzvah kuf lamed, the mitzvah of hashavas gezela. The Minchas Chinuch there discusses that the chiyuv of returning stolen items, the chiyuv is Shava Pruta Valamala. Shava Pruta Valamala, that's when there is a chiyuv to give it back. We have to give it back. Right? The chinuch, mitzvah kuf lamed. Shinit stavinu la shivez agzela ba'en. We're commanded to give back the gzela as is, the item. Klomar shim adavar mamash gazalu etzlo. If I have the item that I stole, valonish tane bershuso, and it didn't change, there was no shinui. Shachayiv la hashivo la nigzal kamoshehu. I have to return the item as is. Valoshi kechenu la atzmo v'itin devil the nigzal. I can't just pay for it. If it's unchanged, it still belongs to the nigzal, I have to give it back. Shinemar veishir gazel shagazal. If it's a shergazel, I'll have to give it back. Vim nishtanis hagzela birshuso shel gozel. If it changed, shinui kone, chayav lashiv damel, upat bekach, I have to give back the value. Af al pishlo nisyash ha-bailam mena. Even if the bailam didn't have any yeish, I stole wood, I made it into a chair, the bailam still want the wood back, so they'll take the chair back, doesn't matter. Shinui kone. Shinui kone, that is the halacha, but the minimum is, it's got to be worth a pruta. It's got to be worth the pruta. So the Mechas Chinuch in Oz Dalid, Kuf Lamed Oz Dalid discusses, V'davka mishav pruta v'lamala, aval pachat mishav pruta, eino chayev ha-shava. There's no chayev ha-shava, af al pish asher ligzol afilu kol shu. You're not allowed to steal even a kol shu. The Magen Mishnah says maybe that's chatzi shir, but you're not allowed to steal even a shav pruta. But the chayev ha-shava is only pruta. Nire midvarav. So it appears from the language of the Rambam and the Chinuch that the pruta here is a shear like all other shearim. Nira midvar the shavar pruta b'mamon b'gneiv v'gzeila v'chayotzei ba heim bechlal shiurim du alacha Moshe Mitzrayim u'bepachas ha'velichatzi shear to asam in haTorah. Seems that it's a din of shiurim, just like all other shiurim, just like other prutos. This is a pruta. Pachad shavar pruta ein mitzuva alav klal lahashiv. But he says you get a different impression from the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin, Daf Nun Tes, seems to say that pachad shavar pruta, you know why there's no chiyav hashava? Because of mechila. There's implicit mechila. There's no chiyav hashava because the average person is going to be mochel. Da nigzal mochel al pachad shavar pruta. And that's what the Chinuch here says. Lefisha yadua b'nei Avram misav Yaakov, nidivim, mochel oso v'ein chefso achar av klal. So which is it? Is the chiyav hashava because less than a pruta, it's only a pruta, minimum. Is it because the shiurin, or less than a pruta is mechila? Right, which is it? He quotes many nafgaminas. Many nafgaminas. He says, what about if you have somebody who is a labanei mechila, cherishot v'katan? A katan is labanei mechila. So he stole from a katan, less than a pruta. So if the din is because a pruta is a shiur, then you're pater. But if it's because of benchila, they're not benei mechila. What happens, or what if the nigzal is screaming? Oh, midvit soveach, I'm not mochel. I know you stole less than a pruta, but I'm not mochel. Again, if it's a din of shiur, it doesn't matter. There's still no chiyav hashava. But if it's a din of mechila, not. Oh, b'gineva v'anigna v'enu yodea. What if the nignav does not know? So he can't be mochel, he doesn't even know. To lo machal, to have a yesh lo midas. Nafkamina gadola. What happens if, he quotes, if you stole less than a shavar pruta, but then it went up in value? You stole an item that was less than a shavar pruta, but now it went up in value. So Ladazu says the Minchas Chinuch, to lav mita mechiluhu rak, the shavar pruta in mitzvahs aseilov, if it's just based on pruta shiurin, so maybe now it's considered as if it went up in the reshus of the nigzal, and therefore you have to give it back now. Even if at the moment that you stole it, it was less. Because makom efshar da alka upon a brishus of the marius yaker ki hu ashal nigzal v'yachal lahotzi menu a nigzalata avo bi sheefshar shei mitzvah hashava la nigzal gazlan ki v'tepras like zelo v'avishar pruta because makom havi leishal a nigzal kamo kol zelo this yaker v'chulu and he continues. What happens if he stole a half a pruta and then he steal another half a pruta? Again, is there mechila? Is there be mochel each one? Is it because it's not less than the shiurin in regular, in halachic terms, like mochel mochel b'sinai, then maybe it could be combined. So this is the amazing discussion of the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kof Lamed Oz Dalet, about the pruta of gzela. So you have the prutas in the Mishnah in Bav Ben Sia, Daf Nun Hei, in the Bavli, and you have the idea of pruta here, that Reb Chizkiah says, you should not be mechalin on less than a pruta. That's not chashev. That's not chashev. It's like an unminted coin. Weiter. Podem, Meister Sheni Kesharazol Vachulu. So the Mishnah said you could always go by the cheaper, the lower value for Pidyon Amr, the Imi, Kama, Alal Kumi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. How many people used to come discuss this with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish? You see the Pnei Moshe? Kama Vikama B'nei Adam, Nichnesu Lifnehem Lishol. Many people came to ask, Heich yu noagim in yomaisa, what should they do? What should they do? So that's Kama Olal in the Gemara. How many people came to ask Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish? Ve'inun Amri, and they say, Puk va'ashlem kahadein, go and be mashlim. Go and complete it based on what we learned in the Mishnah. Va'ashlem kahadein tanya, like we learned. Podin ma'isher sheni b'shas hazol, v'lo b'shas hayoker. They said, Pashtus, a greater limitation than what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you can go by the lower price. But the Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish said, only if that lower price is available. Right, what was the lower price in the Mishnah? The wholesale and not retail. The price that the Chenvani gets it for, buys it for, and not for what the Chenvani sells it for. That's what the Mishnah said. So now Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish seemed to be getting on another element. Only at a time when that price is available. That price is available. The Sha'as Hazol, and not the Sha'as HaYoker. If it's not available, then they seem to say, then you would not be able to go by that price. Okay, so the limitation that Rabbi Yochanan Meir Shlakish is saying. Did they read that into the Mishnah? I guess they're saying you could go by that price. They're just adding on. It's not against the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it's just adding on to the price. The Ras Elio just wonders why the Rambam just quotes the Mishnah. The Rambam in Dalad Yuches just quotes the Mishnah. To Kaimulam Bechol Duchti, he wonders why. You don't quote that here. Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish actually told people, right? And the Ras Elio says Maisa Rav. Usually, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Chafav that Maisa Rav you go by not just theoretical what the Mishnah says, but the actual case of the story. So he wonders why the Rambam doesn't quote this added element and only quotes from the Mishnah. Okay, we continue. The Mishnah said Kemos Shachenvani Lokeach Lo Kemoshu Mocher, only like what the Chenvani buys. Which is the lower amount. That's how much you can redeem your Meiser Sheni Peres for, that value. Lo kamoshu mocher, kamosha shulchani pore, lo kamoshu mitzarif. As we said, when he changes the coins in one direction, the other direction, you could always go by the more reasonable amount. Says the Gemara, you can always go by the old reasonable amount, the top now of Laman Hamabes. Ad kudun dvar meruba. Fine, I understand if you're redeeming a lot. You have a lot of Meiser Sheni, you go by the lower amount. It's not so nikar that you go by the lower amount, because there's a lot there. Hayadavar memuat. What about if it's only a small amount? It's a sold a small amount in the Marafolda, zilzulo nikar. Right? The fact that you'd be going by a lower amount, you have all this fruit, and you're only being poed in on a lower amount, that's a little more mezulzal. Right? That's a little more, if you have a lot, it's not so noticeable. But are you allowed to do that? The Gemara answers yes. Afilu kein. Even so, even if it's a smaller amount, you're allowed to do it. Kamosha chenveni lokeach. Lo kamoshu mocher. Kamosha shochani pore lo kamos shehu mitzarif. That's what it is. Fine. Etchadam av yiduin. So the Mishnah said, if you know the value, great, you know the value. If you don't know the value, at the top of Lama Gimel Beis, if you don't know the value, you have to nifta pishlosha. You can go by the three people that you have to get. We'll see who those people are. Sometimes you need one aid, and sometimes even just you need three. So it says the Gemara, Eshadam Avidum, Renachman Bar Yaakov, Mach Vichota Lenagra. Renachman Bar Yaakov used to show a basket of dates to the Nagra. To a Nagra is a professional basket maker. The basket maker, see the Gemara Folda, Vehera Hakli Lenagar, Hu Ha'uman Ha'osa Kelam Alalu. Right, he's the, like the Uman, the one who braids these baskets, so he can know how many dates could fit into this basket. So if you see a basket full of dates, he'll tell you exactly how many dates, you know how much value each date is, and then you can have the parallel estimation. So he, Nachman Yaakov, used to show this to Nagra, Umefarek Apume, and he used to redeem it based on what he said, right? Meaning one expert, that's what the Mishnah said, if dumb of you doing. So here's dumb of you doing. You just have to measure how many dates there are. Right? You don't know how many dates there are. So if you ask the basket makers, he'll know. And therefore, that's even al pi echad. Continue. Rabbi Yanai machvi rova chitim lechitunanya. Right? Rabbi Yanai used to show a rova, a cleat that held a rova of wheat, to a professional wheat dealer. Lechitonaya, marafolta, lemocher chitim. To somebody who sells shehu baki, kami yikanza barova. See, he knew He's a baki. How much could you fit into a rova? Al pitiburo hayapoda. Based on what he said, he listened and mafarik al pume, and he fulfilled the din daraisa based on this. Rav Simon chavi peirin l'Rav Chilkia. Rav Simon used to show fruit to Rav Chilkia. Amarle bishav yehon, and Rav Chilkia did it bishavyo. He told them to redeem it at their shavyon, is their retail price. I mean, that's the higher price. Remember, the wholesale price was what the chenvadi buys it and sells it. So he, Reb Chilkiah, told them the higher price. So Omar Lay, so Reb Simon says, Kain Omar Rebbe. This is the Pnei Moshe's Girsa, right? He takes out the Chilkiah of Shame Reb Simon. That's the next story. His Kain Omar Rebbe, right? Rebbe said, Ein Poden Maisir Sheni El Api Shoten, right? You don't have to use the people who don't know. Right? That meaning he's not insulting him, but he's saying that's, no, we have a, you can be Mikkel. You don't. You're not an expert. You're saying based on this price. No, you have to know, and you can be meiko. The pointed out that Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza on that base, where the Gemara says koach de hetera adif. The koach of it is adif. Why? So Rashi says because anybody could be machmir. You don't have to know anything to be machmir. Just be machmir. In order to be meiko, you have to be authoritative to really know. You have to really know it in order to be able to be comfortable enough to give a kula. Okay, you give a kula if somebody's not responsible and doesn't care about the halacha. But if somebody cares about the halacha and then he gives a kula, that shows his conviction. That shows that he must be sure in his belief of the MS of the psak. And that's koach de hetera adif. And that's here, right? He says, Rebbe says, you could be do it by less. He says, go by less. Don't go by the retail price, which is the higher price. Similar story. Pinchas chavi peirin legarosa. Pinchas showed fruit to a bean grinder, greasen. Greasen or grinder. Amale b'shavyeh, and he also said by the higher price. Amale hachan amar b'chilki b'shem Reb Simon. He said, no, didn't we learn? Ein podin ma'aser sheni al pi hashoten. Right, so that's why the previous story couldn't have had this gear. So he says, no, you're not podin ma'aser sheni. I'm based on people who are an expert. Shoti here means Rashi ma'arafolda she'enon b'kiyin b'shuma. Right, and therefore you go by the lower price, go by the lower value, not by the higher value. Amr of Shammai. So even though we just had limitations, we said you go by the lower one, here are some examples. Here are examples where you could even wait. It seems like you'd even wait till you get to certain realities where there's a really low price. Look at these stories. Amr of Shammai, Kama Barnash. How much when a person is requesting food, Bitahara, Tahora, Bitukufas Tamas. When it's boiling hot in the afternoon, right? Bitahara, Tahora, it's boiling hot, Bitukufas Tamas in the summer. Busser, so you could wait till somebody's trying to sell something in the boiling heat, where he's going to try to sell it quickly. He's not going to wait for a better price. Busser balone, masik luzuraya. After the balonim, those who work in the bathhouses, after they had spread out their towels in order to dry, after they wrung them out, and they're collecting them, after that, meaning it's so hot, umaisi pritin umifrikina. You can bring your prutas there and then redeem your maister sheni there. So whatever price people would give for their fruit at that time, which is a low price, because it's boiling out, they just want to get inside. So that's the price that one can be pode on. So it sounds like you could wait for this time period and do it then, but that's the extreme example that Rav Shammai gives. Right, it's boiling hot. It reminds us of that Rashi in the beginning of Vayera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hotzi Chama Min Artika. Remember, Avram Avinu had surgery. Hashem didn't want anybody to bother him, and therefore he made it really, really hot. Hotzi Chama Min Artika, in order that no guests would come and bother Avraham. The only problem was that Avram Avinu had more pain from the fact that there were no guests than the pain that he had from the surgery, so Hashem had to bring guests. Hashem had to bring the Malachim. Or Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful comment on that Rashi. What do you mean he was upset that there were no guests? If there were guests that he couldn't be machnis, I understand why he'd be upset. There's a mitzvah in front of him and he can't do it. Here, there's no mitzvah. There were no guests. It's like being upset, Ramosha says, being upset on Tuesday that it's not Shabbos. Okay, today's Tuesday. It's just not Shabbos. Shabbos will be in a different day. Why are you upset? So what do you mean Avram was upset? There were no guests. So the answer is because Avram's pain was because it was in his mahus, in his essence, to do chesed. To be machnas orchim. And when he couldn't, even if the situation wasn't there, it pained him. And he yearned and searched for the relation, for the situation in order to be machnas orchim. Amazing. But that's what the Gemara says. You could wait till this extreme situation and do it then. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, similar. Kama Barnash Boy, when a person is interested in doing the transaction, Ba'arubsa Bipsei Ramsha, on late in the day, close to sunset, Bipsei Ramsha, close to Shkia, on a Friday night. On a Friday evening, close to Shkia, Minashaya Kalan, from women who are braiding their hair, because you can't braid your hair on Shabbos. That's the Malacha bonus. So, women are braiding their hair, they're doing it quickly. So there, they don't have time to focus and to bargain. So, at that time, you're also going to get a low price. Umaver Alein, and other people would go and pass by their Dafko, Umaisi Pritan, and bring their Prutas, Umifrakine, and switch it for, the Kedusha Maiser Sheni. So in both these cases, these are examples of where you get a low price. And the Gemara says, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that in order to get the value of the Maaser Sheni. Okay, we'll stop here.